President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in Buffalo, New York today, meeting with the families of victims killed in a mass shooting on Saturday. President Biden is expected to call the attack in a predominantly black neighborhood an act of terrorism motivated by racism.
The tragedy is raising questions once again about how to prevent these kinds of mass shootings. The state of New York passed a so-called red flag law in 2019, which is supposed to stop people from buying or possessing firearms if they show that they could be a threat to themselves or to others. That was the case of the alleged gunman in this case. Less than a year ago, after the white teenager made threatening statements at school about wanting to murder and commit suicide, he was evaluated at a hospital, questioned by police. But after that, he was able to purchase the semi-automatic rifle that he allegedly used on Saturday. So what went wrong? David Pusino is deputy chief counsel at the Gun Safety Group at the Giffords Law Center. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
Does this look like a case that could have been thwarted by New York's red flag law?
It does really seem like that. You had a circumstance, as you mentioned, where this individual was flagged as being a person at risk to both himself and to others. And it's unthinkable to me, as I'm sure it now is to the people in hindsight who carry out those investigations and evaluations, that they let this slip through.
So, David, tell us how the law is supposed to work.
Well, what's supposed to happen is that when somebody is identified as being potentially a threat to themselves or others, law enforcement, family members, or others are empowered to go to a court and to petition the court for what's called an extreme risk order that will cause this person's weapons to be seized and will also prohibit them from getting weapons going forward. So if somebody walks into a gun dealer with one of these orders on them and tries to purchase a gun, they'll be blocked from doing so.
Right. Now, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has asked for an investigation into exactly what happened here. What questions need to be answered in your view?
I think we need to know, first of all, to what extent the authorities knew about and considered an extreme risk order and applying for one. I think what's clear from this moment is that there is not enough information out there. There's not enough training for law enforcement and others about the availability of this civil remedy, which can be life-saving. But the other things I think we're going to want to know are exactly what the evaluators determined, what they were looking into, and how they came to the conclusion that this person wasn't a risk when obviously he was.
Right. How many states actually have red flag laws, David?
The number's around a dozen. Two states where they've been in place the longest are Indiana and Connecticut. And in both of those states, studies have been conducted about the effectiveness, and they found that they bring down both rates of suicide and rates of gun suicide in particular.
Mm. Is this a case, do you think, that New York should look at changing its red flag law, of updating it, of making it more effective in some way?
New York has a really effective and robust law, and their extreme risk law, when properly applied, should be effective at stopping some of these kinds of horrific events. And I think that what we saw here is just that the process wasn't used. And I think figuring out why that's the case is the most important thing.
Right. What else has to change, in your opinion, to prevent someone like this accused gunman from committing the kind of violent attack that took so many lives this past weekend? I mean, among other things, I'm struck that he was able to buy a semi-automatic rifle and then apparently modified the weapon to hold 30 rounds, which, of course, gave him the ability to keep shooting without reloading. Are there proposed laws that could have prevented him from arming himself in this way?
Two things that I think are particularly relevant here are minimum age laws and large capacity magazines. So under federal law, a person under the age of 21 cannot buy a handgun, but that law doesn't apply to rifles and other long guns. So an individual who is 18, 19, 20 years old is able to go and purchase a semi-automatic rifle. Another thing I want to highlight are large capacity magazines. As you noted, the weapon was modified with a large capacity magazine. Those are illegal in New York. New York has prohibited those with the SAFE Act, but those are still other states where those are available. So this is another example where we have a collective action problem. We need all of the states to work together, or more likely, we need to have a federal solution to this problem. So we really need federal action to ban large capacity magazines.
One last question for you and for your colleagues at the Giffords Law Center. I know you've been focused on this issue for a long time, and yet these shootings keep happening. And then when these shootings happen again, we keep having this conversation about what has to happen at the federal level, and it doesn't. How do you keep the faith?
I think what I try to do in this work is to take it one step at a time, to try to do the best we can to move forward and to acknowledge that there's not going to be a magic day where there are no more shootings, but we can do the best we can to try to save lives. And that's the goal.
All right. Well, that's David Pusino. He's deputy chief counsel at the gun safety group, the Giffords Law Center. David, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.